Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, tonight when it comes to the explanation of the agenda details,
we'll come to that and explain it in detail during the question and answer period. Thank you, Honorable Chair. Which one? 346.
In this document, we don't see the 13 million here in the document.
This slide that is on there is not there. I'm just reminding one of the members that when we're here somewhere in the year to present our budget, we're given that amount of 13 million by the honorable members. And out of that, first came up 8,996,888. That was what first gave us.
Chair, we don't want to be confused. Sorry, Chair. We don't want to be confused, Mr. Martin. What are you talking about? Are you talking about the budget of the Secretariat, or what are you talking about? Because I think what we came here for is for you to brief us about what we requested you.
Yes.
And then secondly, to brief us about how the money went. Now we don't understand now what it's all about. Can you just elaborate on this, please?
Mr.
Mate, you are talking about this slide. This is not there. You were allocated 13 million, but the third gave you 8 million, 8.8. Then you went back to them for a 4 something. So you went for 400,000 or 4 million.
Can I explain this? The confusion was done by myself when we arrived here, because the slide was like that. Then I said to my colleague, please, the portfolio committee might will want to know how much initially they approved for us. Let's include the slide. That was an afterthought for this morning, because I said the portfolio committee need to understand that when we came here for budget allocation, 13 million was approved. So include that slide. So he included it this morning. See, that slide was like that. Because I thought that might be misleading, because now we are only telling the honorable members what that gave us when we got back to the office. That gave us 8,556,000. That did not give us 7 million as was approved by the portfolio committee.
Thank you. Let me hear the hand.
I don't have my budget for last year with me. Because, I mean, I want us to be clear about this as well. The budget as published by the Treasury, by the Minister of Finance, what was that amount? Because you keep on saying what the committee approves. Let's be honest about it. The committee sees the budget after it's been presented to Parliament. It's already been published when we see it. So whether you come to us and say, if you don't come to us in August of a financial year to try and influence Treasury, then we don't. So I want to know the figure that was published in the budget of that year. if we can get that somewhere, even if we don't, if we can offer researchers to go and get it for us, if you don't have it.
My colleague wants to respond to that. No, can you respond?
Before he responds, let's hear from you.
Thank you. I just, if you could also clarify this amount of 8,986,000. That is literally just enough with a little bit to spare to pay for your personnel. So are you telling us that for the entire year, all of the budgets that you had were simply to pay personnel and for no projects at all? I don't understand. I'm absolutely at a loss. This is too bizarre for work.
No. We're still cooking. Jefferson, they asked, maybe the similar question with what Annalisa asked, one from the. There are two things that I want to be clear.
Let's have one meeting. Let's
there are two things that I wanted to understand. The budget for Secretariat, if I listen carefully to what Mr. Mati is saying, was 13 million.
Mm-hmm.
Out of that 13 million from FEBS, they gave them 8 something million. 8.8. They went back to the SAS for how much? No. Don't say that. For how much? Because they knew that they have 13 million. Why don't they get all the 13 million? Now, there's a difference. They went to SAS to ask for 400,000 or 4 million or whatever. They end up with 9.3 million. What about this other one? What about the rest? Where is the money? Why I'm asking this chairperson is because we requested that the secretary should upgrade themselves in order to be able to control the budget, the money in the fairs. Are they capable, therefore, of doing it if they cannot tell us what about these other differences between 8 and 9 and 13?
There is this confusion.
Can I please just rise on a point of direction, Chair?
Yeah.
We're not demanding too much if we were to give them a chance, because I can hear we're arguing about figures, of which you don't know what happened to, what were the figures meant for. If we were to be given a chance, just to listen as to this 8.8 million, what was used for, why did they run short of and go back to subs for additional funds? What was the money meant for? Because I can't understand why we are arguing about figures and we can't understand the purpose thereof. If we'd be given a chance just to listen to, very briefly, so that we're able to ask relevant questions around that.
Honorable Jogwe, I'm sorry the confusion within the members is because of their numbers.
Yes.
Because they are talking about 8.8 plus 4, before that we don't know, 4 million or 400. Because this is 4 million, it's going to be 13 million. But the figure here, they ended up with 9, which means it was 400,000, 400 plus. So there is a confusion there. When they are talking about 13 million, the 13 million that was approved by the committee, that was given them, and that was not given to them, they were given 8 after the approval of the spending. That's the confusion. If maybe they can just explain, clear that out for the members.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'll just quickly try to respond to this question. Initially, when last year when it came to present our budget for the year, we had just those figures presented for projects and for personnel, and that amounted to 13.7. And when we, what usually happens is that after we've presented to the popular committee, because we are not a department that is, as Honorable Fandik has referred to, we are not reflected in the red book of the department as a program. We are a sub-program at the administration of staff. So in that, we only feature a treasury as a sub-program of a program called Administration Program 1 of staff. Then in that, when you go back to staff, that's why the popular committee requested last year that we should be part of the budgeting at staff, so that when we come to present our budget here, it should be a budget that has been agreed upon and has been presented to treasury before we come and present here, which was the plan for the 2007-2008 financial year. But for the previous year, what happened is that when we went back, we kick off our project, the SAPS loaded on our polling code 8.856. They loaded on our system 8.856 thousand. And now based on that, we spent, and during the half year adjustment period, we had noticed that we wouldn't make it to the end of the financial year. And so we requested for additional funds, which is 490,000 rands. We got spread over three components. One was for overtime, 4,000. The other one was goods and services, 118,000. And the other was capital for vehicles, which was 23,000 rands. That's what happened. I hope I've clarified. So that's the only difference between the 30 million and 9 million. As the only thing I can remember last year, there was a similar kind of thing was brought up. What happened is that during the government period, because it belonged in the same program one administration, they moved the remainder of the money to other other sub-programs within the same program one. And I think Commissioner Skete Kukuke can explain that better, because this is what happened. When we noticed that we couldn't use the 14 million because we wouldn't appoint a few people that we wanted, and for operational reasons we couldn't finish off all the budgets, what's called the programs, rather projects which we had. And we then said to Commissioner Skete, and then they had to revisit the appropriation so that we don't have the unnecessary over expenditure, and rerouted some of the amounts within the same program one to other sub-programs. That's why we ended up on a 0 day on over expenditure. Thank you, Chairperson.
The follow-up question, therefore, what about 13 million? If they ended up with 9,346, who planned for them to have a 13 million? Who came up with that figure? Who came up with that figure of 30 million? If they end up with 9,36 million. Yes.
And what was the actual allocation and expenditure for projects in 2006-2007? Sorry. Oh. And why is there a discrepancy between the figures?
Between the figures provided
in the annual report and those used by the committee in May 2007.
No, Chairperson is correct. The figure that you guys gave us in when we did the budget was 12.9. It wasn't 13 million. It was 12.9 million. And she's absolutely correct. And the question that Ms. Ndlovu asked is also relevant. You know, we budgeted for the 13 million. You guys did. But you budgeted last year for 3 million and could only spend 1 million. And we still wait for an answer as well. What are we doing? Are we spending 9 million rand on salaries? On staff? Are we getting absolutely no profit out of it? Because that's what it boils down to. And then we've got to ask ourselves whether we can afford 9 million rand on staff with no results.
Alice has covered me partially, but also again with what the gentleman has just gave us, still the figures don't tally. Given the explanation that they were given the 8 point something million simply because of the post that they could not cover for, but still the 490,000, still those numbers are not coming up with what you have spent, and then you qualify that you have not over or understand. Still, it does not come to that. I don't understand it.
Yes, I think we've really asked the most amazing questions here. It looks to me as though we've paid for a whole year for a number of salaries. You've asked for an additional appropriation that included overtime to be given to the same people who were getting the salaries, and having gone through the documents, all your targets of 100%, there are no percentages given, so we don't know if you achieved anything at all, but as you were only paid for salaries and not paid for any projects, I actually don't know what you did in the year, so I'm completely stymied.
In their report, page 11 in their report, it says there are things that they have never achieved. Now, let us not fool ourselves now as members. We are just asking for figures so that you will know what they have done with the money. That's all. Because what we requested then, some of those things never been achieved. Now, that's the only thing that we are asking for. If we can get those answers, then maybe we'll be okay. Maybe the meeting will be shorter than I thought.
Another bit of work?
I'm not sure that I'm the only one, but I'm getting more confused. I don't know how many times we asked this question in the past 2 years. And we didn't get the answers at all in the past 2 years. So I don't know. Maybe it would be helpful if we were to be given 5 minutes break for them to caucus and come back and say what they were intending to say before they came here, whatever they intend to tell us. Just 5 minutes break to give them a chance to regroup and because I'm getting more confused here. The more we talk, maybe it's because if we have to tone down to the level of my grandmother's language, maybe we could understand each other. But then I'm getting more confused. The more we talk, the more we confuse each other.
We cannot. I understand what Mr. Chauwe is saying, but we cannot do that. These are professional people. These are the people who knew that they are coming here to give us the report. These are the people who have been working on this department for quite a while. If they cannot give us this thing, that means we must tell ourselves that we don't have a secretariat. That is enough. If we are going to give them the 5 minutes break now, that means we are going backwards instead of going forward. We are not improving. We are trying to improve the secretariat. If we are not getting the answers, chairperson, then we must think otherwise.
I was just thinking of what Sophie was just saying. Immediately, Sophie was raising this.
I was also...
I was also thinking that, but why did you come here if you are not ready? You should have told us that you are not ready. Rather than come and waste our time here. It's true you are professionals, but you are just confusing us, and you are also confused now. What are we supposed to do now? Give you the 5 minutes? Are you agreeing to that? Can you give me the 5 minutes? To confuse themselves. Again. Now let's continue with the meeting. We are not going to give you 5 minutes.
we are continuing with the meeting. Because we knew what you were coming here for. I'm sorry, we were inviting down all the answers, the questions, then I want to give you an opportunity to respond.
So thank you, Chairperson. Just to respond on the issue of the figure that do not Chairperson, I'm just pulling that one up as a presentation that we made last year to the popular committee in March, presenting what our figures were going, how we were going to spend for that year. And then the slides above that are showing exactly what projects were protected to be spent on. So if you look at that slide, it's exactly the slide that you pulled over to today's presentation, just to show as to what we're supposed to spend on and what it is spent on. Now, looking at those figures, you will recall that the popular committee raised a concern to say, why are we spending more, are we focusing more on personnel than on the projects? And one of the main reasons that we gave there was that the structure of the secretariat at the time was lacking a whole lot of numbers of people who would do the job. Therefore, we were focused on employing more people so that we can beef up the structure. And that's why then we explained the personal expenditure aspect. Now, if you, we come back to... Check out the presentation.
Where
are
we going?
If you come back to this current slide here, what's happening is that if you look the what can I call it, the appropriation, what happens is that unfortunately we're not represented or doing our job as a team's department would, whereby we would have everything running the way we have to, because what happens is that although we are the secretariat, we are still under program 1 of the SAPS's budgeting, vote, which is a departmental vote. Now, this is what is going on, sir, that we come... what happened is that when we were doing the readjustment somewhere during July, that's where this thing came up, whereby we were saying, knowing that we want to, let me just quickly explain that question, which is relating to the actual expenditure. In terms of the report that's coming from the staff annual report, page 30, it's just doing a breakdown of the expenditure that is that 9,346, which is for compensation of employees, we had 5.8 million, and then for goods and services, it's slide number. That's explaining this thing I'm trying to put across.
What page is this
slide? 25. Yeah. That's just
page.
22 on the presentation, isn't it? Yes. It's page 22 of the presentation. One to please. Yeah. In the report, page 42. In the report, in the presentation, is page 22. So that is what you call the actual expenditure as it appears as audited, and as it appears in the staff report, page 13, under program 1. As it was explained by Commissioner Mala Singh last year in September, October, when we were presenting our budget, our annual report. Program one, unfortunately, because we belong under the subs, we can't account on our own. The problem is that under program one, that's where the appropriation, if you can remember very well, we have spent about 1, something million as Honorable Foundation has referred to it now. And then the question was asked to the subs, what happened to the rest of the money? And this is exactly what has happened now, that there was on readjustment, the remainder of the money was moved over to other sub-programs within the program. And that movement of money, the subs can answer better because they moved the money accordingly. Because when we went back during the adjustment period, we only requested the funds of 90,000 rand.
How much?
The funds of 90,000 rand. Yes, whose breakdown I've just presented earlier on. That is for overtime services and catch-up on vehicles. So, children, I hope I've presented this properly and.
Can I respond so much that we go through the programs that we have undertaken, and then perhaps can revisit the programs that we've undertaken with good presentation on that, and complete it, and then perhaps.
Perhaps it will be clearer. The person means.
Some of them must be clearer.
Perhaps it will be clearer.
Here's what we have done in the course of the year.
Oh. No, I would be very interested in that because that must be then the only government in the history of government, of any government, that have programs but they don't have a budget. So I would be extremely interested in seeing that. So let's go ahead with that.
This is a
We're going to start at page 9 of the presentation. Starting from page 9, honorable members, we can skip that one and come to the second one. Honorable members, look at them. The program can see measurable objectives there. That falls under program 1 administration, which has got the office of the sector and support services. This has got measurable objectives. Number 2 has got monitoring and evaluation. That has got to do with institutional transformation and monitoring and evaluation. And we've got measurable objectives against that. And this is page 9, honorable member, of the presentation. Yes. This one, honorable member.
Slide 9,
yes.
Can they compare what they are telling us about the project, compare it to the report? Can they do that, compare it to the report, and the money, all those three columns, so that you understand we're not left behind?
One of the members, let's have one meeting.
There are people who are talking this side, talking to Mr. Matthews, then Sajani this side, talking, raising.
My request to your person, when my brother Mate is elaborating on the project, can he compare that with the report, their report, annual report, and then put the figures in it, so that you understand.
Do you understand, Mr. Mate? Mr. Mate?
Yes.
Did you hear an exchange of what was...
I heard the Honourable Member, Honourable Chair.
Let's do that. Let's continue and do that and compare with your annual report. So that we'll get the figures and be clear. Everybody, because everybody here now is confused. Including you. We're so confused. So that everything is going to be clear. Then you have to compare. Now you have paid nine. You are on page 9, Honourable Member. Page 9. Then let's continue.
Like on page 10, on the slide. Page 10 on the slide, that's what? When you look at the office, put your mic on the...
Oh, sorry. When you look at the office of the first figure, you don't to have some performance against targets, as they had summarized.
Now we are on page 12. One of the members.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chairman, Honorable Member. I'm very much about
the situation in which we are in now, and I realize there's a mess on our side that we have done. And I wonder if some of the members whether we could be given an opportunity to go back and actually prepare this thoroughly, the way the honorable members wanted to see it done. And we promise that we'll bring it exactly as the honorable members. Even if it's a week or so, we are prepared to come back and do a better work than this one. Thank you.
Chairperson, may I really request the committee to listen to the request, and maybe it will help us if they get a brief from now, so that when they compile their document and send it to the chairperson or yourself, we are able to ascertain the date or when to call them. I think we must give them the brief now, Chairperson, and agree that we close the meeting after we have given them the brief of what we want, so that they are able to prepare as such. So that next time when they come, we don't have this problem of misunderstanding each other. But I'm really requesting that instead of going down the drain, let us save ourselves, all of us. Let us have a win-win situation. Thank you very much.
Chair, maybe they should also sit and co-own this document, because of the way they present it, that seems to me that they are not co-owning it. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand was doing and so on. So they should go and sit down together and interrogate the document together and come up with what we want to be one. Thank you.
One other, Sunday.
Jefferson, I don't have a problem to support what Ms. Ndlovu is suggesting, that they go back. But I must just forewarn that our program is full. As it is, so we will have to request for a special meeting, which is fine. I mean, that can be done. But I also think we will neglect our duty if we don't make the point that we are not happy about the situation. Because the fact of the matter is, we are upset to the Reverend Meshu. We need to be crucified. Because last year these guys got, I think, 1 million rand. And they said that, you know, we've got vacancies, etc., etc. We said, give these guys more money. Stop taking 13 million rand. And they can't spend it. So basically, they spend 900% more than the previous year, but with absolutely no results. And as a result of that, I personally believe that these guys are reflecting on us as a committee as well. And they must expect as well, when they come back and they ask for more money, that we are going to be very, very, very cautious about giving them any more money. I just want to make the point that as a committee we need to express our disappointment as well.
If you do indeed come back, could we please ask you, I know and we all know and you know that you had 13 million rand budgeted to you. This is not reflected in your annual report. It has simply evaporated. Now that, according to what I know, and I'm sure my area of expertise, perhaps my knowledge is very limited, but that sounds like you've actually broken the law. And that makes us as guilty as you are. And I have no intention of being pulled down with anybody else for basically shoddy administrative work. Where is the money? Why wasn't it in your annual report? We need these answers because we are responsible. I just find this absolutely appalling. We went out on a limb giving you extra money, and all you've done is spend it on salaries and, from what I can gather, cars and overtime. Inexcusable. We need, and I do not want to see target 100%, oh yeah, we did this and this. This is going to be a wrong report when you say target 100%, failed, zero, did nothing. Because looking through it, that's pretty much what you achieved. We want hard answers if we do agree to reconvene.
Honorable Nyane,
Yeah. Now I saw that the honorable members do realize that they do have an obligation upon themselves to report back to the public about what the secretariat is doing. And I mean, this to and fro of the secretariat is becoming a joke, and we are becoming jokers. And I don't know why we want to owe up to their own problems. But people have been paid the whole year, and they do know, everybody knows. I mean, I don't know the type of president one who said. Everybody do know that there's time for accounting. And time for accounting means that you come back in front of parliament and you report. And when the first ones are going to complain tomorrow, when people say that we don't know our work, you see. At this moment, I don't really know what type of thing that we are talking about that allows them to go back. And Anna, this is clearly saying that we don't have any space for them to come and repeat. I mean, they have known for a year that they have to account. They can't even account about 13 million. What about the rest that they're asking from subs to be able to do? It's a problem. It's a crisis. I mean, I don't know that what is it that Parliament wants to do now at this particular moment. It's not about individual. It's about parliamentary and its own rules.
And this
government
might
understand
at this moment what is the problem. I mean, Mr. Martha comes across and says we need to give him another chance. How can we do that? I mean, run an institution and the next thing you expect us to continue giving you an opportunity to go and sort out what? When you don't understand what you've been doing the whole year. To me, I don't understand. I mean, if this is what Parliament wants to conduct itself in this particular way, it's a crisis on its own, on our own side. I mean, we can't have this type of a situation where the Secretary, they've got very, very experienced people in that thing. I mean, if it was for myself and in the way I view it, it's very clear that the Secretary has left and arrived at the level where we have to dissolve it. I mean, we can't continue doing this. For the past 2 years, 3 years since Mr. Martha took over, we've been faced with this type of problem. We have not had any progress. We haven't had anything that is related to their own work that they're supposed to be doing. And we continue as we're doing this thing of sending them to and fro. The years are going by and money is being spent. And people are sitting there looking at us as what it is that we are paying the Secretary for. If we don't have any other things to face with, it's very clear that we have to reconsider that the can't dissolve the process for us. That's what I would recommend at the end of the day.
One other question.
Thank you, Mr. Well, I agree with what my colleagues have said, that what is happening is the best question on us, the members of Parliament, that we endorse the report when he increased. There are two questions I want to ask. The first one, they can give an answer when they come back next time. But the second one, I would want the answer before this. Because anybody who sees this, you can pay answer for it. And you don't want to put it, you want to be able to answer the question. Now the second one that they can answer when they come back is how we should justify the existence of a department or a structure that spends so much money on salaries. And that's what things we believe. So I think the justification is necessary. We need to be told how do we justify spending so much, more than almost 10 million on expenditure, and we get such a small return on the investment. And the second question that I request is the answer before they leave, in case somebody gets this off. If a budget of 30 million was approved, everybody knows that. And we are given a document that shows an appropriation of this.
Yeah.
At least this was the must be able to for this.
Yeah.
How do you justify? What happened? Is this money stolen? Is this money lost? What happened to them? Because it has been approved. And if it has been approved, it should have been spent. And if it was not spent, there should be a reflection here under expenditure.
Absolutely.
Now, under expenditure says zero. And yet we're given 30. So what happened to the difference between the 30 and this main appropriation of 30?
And I also want to add my small voice on this one. I think also it will help the Secretariat that when they come back, they also speak to what they say they achieved. Particularly, page 3 of this document, annual report, you are saying, among others, some of the major highlights of the secretariat for the reporting cycle include bullet 1, bullet 2, bullet 3, bullet 4, under bullet 5, you are saying that you have achieved holding the National Civilian Oversight Workshop, whose aim was to conduct a critique on the mandate of the secretariat over the staff and to develop a strategic plan to efficiently and effectively conduct oversight on the staff.
When you look at it in terms of your brief, again, page 2, your core business, which you are saying in page 6, that it is derived, the secretariat derived functions are derived from the legislative mandate and the national policies. You check them from 1 up to the, Roman figure 1 up to J there. Nowhere it says you do oversight. Align yourself, look at exactly, benchmark yourself against this objective. Be clear on what you do, so that you don't also, when you do it, look at it in the light of the role of ICD, visit yourself, so that there's no overlapping. I would really appreciate that, and I read this, Shepherdson.
Chair, mine is almost similar to Honorable Minister's question on the justification of the existence of this organization. But then, here we are, it does exist. Even if it's a bit confusing now as to what purpose. My concern will be, they're going to have to answer these questions now. I'm very much concerned about the organizational part of it. Because some people were watchful enough during the presentation. You get an inflection that, and it does hit you very hard on the face, that these people are not working as a team. They are not. They're not working as a team. They work like mafia, like a mafioso style of a type of an organization. Whether it's the godfather, the boss, and so on and so forth. Now, if amongst other things, they can go and work out on the organizational part of it. And fears to whether, apart from having to justify why they exist, if they will justify why they exist, how should they organize themselves as a team? Amongst other things, I would like them to go and do some introspection on themselves. Whether they're a mafia or they're a legal organization, which should have some levels of justification.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. You see, the problem I'm having, I listened to the speaker. This committee is known for sending structures and departments back. We need to put that clear, that we did not. We acceded to their request to go and sort out the confusion that they have amongst themselves.
Yeah.
So it's not the committee that sent them back. We are prepared to listen and ask questions, but it's their request.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who was the last one?
Me.
You know, it has been said that since Mr. Matt has taken over, there has no progress. If that is the case, as we see, I think the organization must agree to shift Mr. Matt, Mr. Secretary, and put someone else. That's my observation. You must change him and put someone else. Thank you.
The very last one.
Chairperson, I hope
entry that all what the members have said, they have taken down by the six times. Mm-hmm. And I do emphasize what Mr. Mawes is saying to you, Chair. We are not sending them back. They are requested to go back and polish up their presentation. I hope and pray that when we come back, it won't be a circus again. I really hope and pray. And I really request them that they have jot down everything what the members have said, because it's embarrassing to see our professional people treat us as members this way. It is embarrassing. And we are holding our horses back because we don't want to fire anybody. But really, I'm really requesting that they come back and they have dignified themselves and make us be proud of themselves. Thank you.
There's no chance of that. You want to say something?
Oh, yeah.
What? Let's just answer, Mr.
Yeah. They
resident.
You have to answer one question from Rev. Then, huh?
No, they're not.
Reverend said, "Would like you to answer that question. That one question. The other one you answer when you come back." And if you do have answers, then if you don't tell me, then we'll close the meeting. If you can't answer, you have to write and send it to us immediately. That's what we are going to do. Oh, okay, fine. All right, Mr. Mitchell, they will write it down. They can't answer it now. They will write it down, then send it to us.
Okay.
Immediately. The members have said mouthful. And so we have been writing everything. And we want to put it on record that we did not send you back this time. You requested to go back and search yourself. And please, when you come, I don't know when, because truly speaking, our program is full up until we close. Maybe if you are lucky, we'll call a special meeting for you. I don't know. Or maybe you'll be the first one next year. But right now, until we close, our program is full. So we hope you'll sort out everything, and please don't come and tell us that you are doing the job that is supposed to be done by the LCG. Please, if you are doing the oversight on that, what are you expecting the LCG to do? With those few words, I wish to thank you. Those things did not work the way we wanted to, but hopefully by the time you come back, everything will be sorted out, everything will be clear. Thank you very much, members. The meeting is closed.